major earthquake recently shook Alaska. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, touching base with some ministry partners in Alaska who can give us an update. And sometimes to make gospel outreach more effective, it means joining forces. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Anchorage, Alaska is still reeling following Friday's 7.0 magnitude earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey reports more than 1,000 aftershocks ranging from magnitudes 2 to 4. The quake and aftershocks caused major damage to roads. Thankfully, though, no lives were lost. When the shakeup started, SOAR International Ministries' Becky Dwinell thought another car had hit hers.
And I looked behind me, and there was nobody behind me. And then I heard on the radio, the announcers, they were saying, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're having an earthquake." And then all of a sudden my car, it was like I was on a trampoline. My car was kind of jumping around.
SOAR is headquartered in Kenai, Alaska, roughly 100 miles from the quake's epicenter in Anchorage. They partner with local churches to share Christ's love and hope in Russia. Praise God that the earthquake didn't damage any of SOAR's planes or buildings, and praise Him for opening a door to having spiritual conversations.
God was just telling us that He's still in control and He's still here. He's just making Himself known to us, and we just praise the Lord that there was no fatalities, no injuries.
Alaska has 40,000 earthquakes a year. This was the second most powerful quake on record. It's been just over a month since Asia Bibi was finally acquitted of blasphemy in Pakistan. She faced blasphemy charges back in 2010 by Muslim female co-workers, was on death row in the following years. Since her release, there have been various reports on her asylum status and where she may be now. Bruce Allen with FMI.
At this point, it has been said that she has not left the country. There was some speculation that she may have immediately left the country after being released from prison. But from what even other countries have said, they have not issued any visas to her.
Meanwhile, Muslim extremists are venting their anger by threatening Pakistani Christians and churches.
FMI leadership in the country has been speaking with the different church planters and evangelists and encouraging them to follow particular security protocols and how they should guide their congregations in the days ahead. We pray for the hearts of the Christians themselves so that they would not become hard or bitter against their neighbors, the majority of whom are Muslim, but that they would still have this softness and tenderness, the compassion of Christ that wants to share the gospel with them.
And Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, just had some program changes. Sat7 Academy recently went through a merge with Sat7 Arabic and Sat7 Kids. Telling us more is Sat7 Academy's manager, Juliana Sphere.
We discovered that we did not attract a lot of new audienceship, you know. Most of the audiences we attracted were Sat7 Kids and Sat7 Arabic. And there's a big need with the audiences of Sat7 Kids and Arabic to watch Academy.
Sat7 Academy will be featured during three-hour blocks on Sat7 Kids. It'll also appear on Sat7 Arabic social programming. Despite merging, Sat7 Academy still provides programs supporting social and hygiene development and education from a Christian worldview.
We come from a point of view, you know, God is love, God is acceptance, and God sees us as full humans. But we really want to stand up for those who are marginalized. We really want to be part of the peace-building process. We really want to be part of the social cohesion. We really want to bring human rights to those whose rights are not known even. And we really want to do this on Sat7 Kids with the kids.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Sat7 offers a free Christmas ornament handmade by Syrian refugees. This olive wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's a reminder to pray. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.